Looking for a place to record or have a gig and need a place to rehearse? Straight Fuego Music Studios is available for recording and rehearsals. For further info, contact frnr711@gmail.com.
This episode is sponsored by Vodkila, the world's first vodka tequila blend. Dare to be different. Drink responsibly.
The Tony Central Podcast is sponsored by Beats from...
Yo, 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 you already know what it is. Sabi in the building, and you're listening to Tony Central Podcast. You heard?
This is Kid the Wiz, and you are now listening to the Tony Central Podcast.
Yo, 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 what's good? This is Desmond. You tuned in to the Tony Central Podcast, hosted by my brothers, Famine and Mello. Check it.
It's your boy, King Problem. You already know what it is. We tuned in, Tony Central Podcast. Jers, Hostage County. Bang, bang, nigga.
Yeah, we mobbin'. If I send a word, then my young boy's bombin'. Rhyme with the lock, and young boy eat him like a young boy starvin'. Remember, I was starvin'. Now a nigga bullin' like Scotty and Robin. Shorty keep bobbin'. Tell her, give me space like a motherfucker Martian.
Speaking of Martians, jump by the ship like Marvin the Martian. Yeah, I'm a problem. Make a play dead like a motherfuckin' possum. Got green like a goblin. Bad bitch with me, and she from the islands. Yeah, we really mobbin'. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bag on me, I be been chasing that bag all week, yeah, yeah. Ass on fleek, pussy so good, hit that ass all week, yeah, yeah. Jack on leak, mama said get up off your ass, go eat, yeah, yeah. Bag on me, that's why your main bitch put her ass on me, yeah, yeah. End up in the streets, put a lot of guns in one war with me. Heard the feds, heard the sweet, I be living like it be in the feds next week. I know, whole gang with it, yeah, 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 said the whole gang with it. Whole gang get it, feeling like a shooter, yeah, I'm the wine with it, yeah. Just cut that new 17. Bitch came with it, yeah, yeah. This cat I knew, 17, clean, yo, bitch came with it, yeah, yeah. Dan, no, I play no games with it. Dan, no, that I ain't with it. Dan, no, hit your brain with it, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we mobbin'. If I send a word, then my young boy's bombin'. Oh. Round with that lock, and young boy eat him like the young boy starvin'.
Eat him.
Remember, I was starvin'. Now a nigga bullin' like Scotty and Robin. Shorty keep bobbin'. Tell her, give me space like a motherfucker Martian.
Speaking of Martians, jump by the ship like Marvin the Martian. Yeah, I'm a problem, make a play dead like a motherfucking possum. Got green like a goblin, bad bitch with me and she from the islands. Yeah, we really mobbin', yeah, 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 we really mobbin'. Protein flexin', X tryna kick it, but I ain't even back them. Bitches in my section, hatin' ass nigga don't look in my direction. 40 for protection, never save a hoe, no, we ain't for protection. See the way I'm dressin', spend 1200 to see a nigga stabbin'. Swag on 100, I'll be just puttin' 100,000 on it. We all seen that I was down y'all front. Yeah. We all seen that I was down y'all front. Yeah. Now you see a young nigga well or stunt. Yeah. Screws make duck and power all money like yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we mobbin'. If I send a word, then my young boy's bombin'. Round with that lock and young boy eat him like the young boy starving.
Eat him.
Remember, I was starving. Now a nigga bullin' like Scotty and Robin. Shorty keep bobbin'. Tell her, give me space like a motherfucker Martian.
Speaking of Martians, jump by the ship like Marvin the Martian. Yeah, I'm a problem. Make a play dead like a motherfucking possum. Got green like a goblin. Bad bitch with me and she from the islands. Yeah, we really mobbin'. Yeah, 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 we really mobbin'.
Yeah, we mobbin'. If I send a word, then my young boy's bombin'. Round with that lock and young boy eat him like the young boy starving. Remember, I was starving. Now a nigga bullin' like Scotty and Robin. Shorty keep bobbing. Tell her, give me space like a motherfucker Martian.
Speaking of Martians, jump by the ship like Marvin the Martian. Yeah, I'm a problem. Make a play dead like a motherfucking possum. Got green like a goblin. Bad bitch with me and she from the islands. Yeah, we really mobbing. Yeah, 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 yeah.
To the Tony Central Podcast,
starring Famine
with co-host Mello.
Every Wednesday,
straight hip hop.
Crank up the volume.
What's up,
you sound good.
just for the mind. Yo, some people don't need it. Some people do.
Oh my god. All right.
New week, new episode. You're now listening to the Tony Central Podcast.
Yeah.
It be your host, Famine.
Uh-huh.
And Mello.
Cloudy.
And we got our special guest in the building today. He goes by the name of Rolling Stone P.
Yeah.
What up, what up?
What's good, man?
Chilling, man.
Before we start, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me, man.
Word.
Almost thought you wasn't going to make it, man.
Nah.
Almost.
Nah, we was good. Word. I told him we was...
Everything was straight, yeah, though. Everything was straight.
Word.
And we here.
Yeah. For those that are listening, you can catch us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbay, Audible, Google Music Play.
Yeah.
Stitcher. Yeah. TonyCentralPodcast.com.
Follow the IG.
One thing I want to say, I mean, I don't really want to talk about it too much, but it's just that I noticed it's been episode after episode going back to back to back with tragics and everything that's going on in the world.
And
first, you know, with Mexico. I mean, not even. It went from Texas, then to Mexico, Puerto Rico. And now we're even the thing that happened in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to do a whole episode talking about it, but I just feel like I don't know what the mind state of people, what's going on now, but I just feel like if you're gonna, at the end of the day, if you're gonna do something to kill yourself, why just don't do it? Like, kill yourself instead of trying to hurt so many people out there.
Yeah,
as crazy as that sounds, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, what, you want to be famous now? So
that's what it's about.
You know what I'm saying? So
that I think is about, like, them just trying to leave a mark. If they're going to leave anyway, they want to leave behind some kind of mark or something. You know, as crazy as it sounds, but...
Well, I mean, me personally, I think it just something feels a little fishy about it. I'm still not sold on...
What was that?
They have a video aiming to the... to the building of the hotel.
Yeah.
And they say, like, focus around the 12th or the 13th floor, and you see flashes go like that. So a lot of people believe that that's where the bullets are coming from, not from the 32nd floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you think about it, do you think from a 32nd floor rifle you could hit that many shots?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, the type of high caliber weapons he had, he was letting off. You're gonna hit somebody.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm just not convinced fully on how this story just is. He does all that. Do you understand how much planning, how many weapons they say he had?
Yeah, like 10.
You ain't walking in smooth with that. So you really thought it out.
Yeah.
And then to leave no message on why. You get what I'm saying? No grandstand of, look, this is what I'm doing it for.
There was no red flags or nothing.
Nothing. Like, something just don't feel right about it. But at the end of the day, my heart goes out to all the people who are affected by it. Not only the people who lost lives, but the people who witnessed it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? True. Like, it's a sad tragedy in our history. Yeah. You know what I mean? Once again.
Now, do you think that... this is gonna change the way the industry works now, these festivals, these music festivals and all of that?
Well,
because that's the thing, it wasn't even a hip hop concert.
That's what they were like.
Well, we don't even wanna paint that as that's the typical time when this gets going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get your point
when
though.
Hip hop concerts, everybody always thinks violence because it's hip hop. You know?
Well, I mean, you see what happened. What was Selena Gomez?
Oh yeah, Ariana.
Ariana Grande. Yes. Like, I think it's, you know, it's sad, but it's almost seeming like a trend. You know, it becomes a thing where people say, "Oh, okay, that's the new way."
Yeah.
So I'm feeling a way. So I guess that's the way I got to express it.
Exactly.
You know, like I said, I don't know if they're gonna change. I know they're. What I do know is now they're going to be a little more scrutinizing on
security
that's going on around events like that. So if there's hotels surrounding an outside event, I'm pretty sure they're going to probably have metal detectors and just different type of protocols that these hotels need to follow or whatever is surrounding just to make sure that some shit like this don't happen again, you know?
Because, I mean, it's the... people in the audience and as well as the artists as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
So and it happened in a spot that people go there like crazy for vacation, for graduate parties, right?
Yeah, bachelor parties and all that, yeah.
Boxing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, it's crazy because condolences, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, man, but moving forward, we have Rolling Stone P in the building.
Thank y'all for having me.
Yes.
For those that don't know who you are, where do you come from?
North New Jersey. I'm a Jersey boy all the way.
Brick City.
I was raised, brought up all in North.
Oh, so Newark 100%?
Yeah, I'm one of them North people who moved all around. I was in the South Side primarily, moved a little to the Central, moved to the North, back to the South.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys who went to like 8 North schools.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Moved a lot. Yeah.
Now, coming from Newark, you definitely have hip-hop history in that city.
Yeah, definitely.
If I'm not wrong, I think Newark is the biggest city in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was either us or in Trenton.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, I don't know. I think it's Newark.
Yeah, I think it's
Newark.
Newark is
that's a fun fact.
Yeah, definitely.
Somebody comment the answer.
But you know, you got you got Redman.
Yeah.
You got Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ice T.
Yeah. I think he was born there, right?
He
raps LA though. West. LA. He definitely raps the West. But he was born, I think, in Newark. Yeah.
I would say Naughty by Nature, but they're more East Orange, I think.
Yeah,
they're the Orange.
Well, it's still Essex County. Almost, that was all of
still Jersey.
Part.
Still Jersey.
Does your music come from any of them?
Well, I mean, I'm definitely influenced by the greats. Not to forget Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill where?
You know, Wyclef.
Yep.
You know, a lot of the greats, you know, just influenced by the vibe of the home, period. You know what I mean? We've had a lot of great legacy and continuing. Like, it's, you know, it's a lineage there that I definitely strive to be a part of. You know what I mean?
There's I don't know if it's like a theater.
Oh, yeah, Symphony. Symphony
Is that
Hall.
Like the popular one?
Yeah.
But I think even Eminem, when he shot Not Afraid,
he
like a shot there.
Symphony Hall is like
historic. The Apollo for Newark?
Yeah, definitely. But they just didn't never well, in my time, we never all we did was go there and party. But we just grinded out to with DJ Wiley and them on the set. Wow. But other than that, like it's still concerts going on down there, but it isn't, I guess, what it was back then.
Okay.
Yeah. I only heard like my uncles and them tell me like, Redman did it like that, you know.
One thing that caught my attention, I saw an interview you did with what's the Hot 97 DJ?
Juski.
Okay.
And one thing you said about Newark, that you said everybody always looks at Newark like the dark side.
Yeah.
But you said for you it's beautiful.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Like it's like with Tupac, that's statement Tupac said where it's a rose in the concrete. You know, that's what it feels to me. Like a lot of people look at Newark and they think of the violence and you know, the poverty and things of that nature, but for me it was beautiful. I was able to absorb things that other cultures and other people didn't get to understand, you know what I'm saying? Or get to internalize. So for me, growing up in Newark was beautiful. Like I said, it was, don't get me wrong, it teaches you to be a certain kind of way, but it builds you for life. You know what I mean? Like, and all the way around.
Yeah.
You know, it just makes you a beast because that's what the town builds. You know?
Yeah, that is true. But what artists, you know, outside of Jersey, would you say influenced you to get into music?
I'm going to be honest, it's a very wide range. Like, you know, you got people like all over, from Coldplay to Kanye, of course.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people, all Beyonce. You know, I grew up listening to a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? All kind of music, so it just influenced me to want to be a part of that. Like, the effect you have when you're speaking your truth or your stories or, you know, your experiences is just it's just dope. You know what I mean? It's a feeling that can't be matched by bread or anything else. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What type of music you grew up listening to, like, in your household?
My mom listened to a lot of Madonna. My father listened to a lot of club music, like crazy club music, like I beat that bitch with a bat, shit like that.
Okay. Yeah, like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I, like I said, I was listening to all kind of shit in my crib, but my uncles and them listened to a lot of rap, a lot of Biggie. Biggie was heavy by my uncles. Biggie, DMX. My uncle, you know, I'm half Puerto Rican, so it was when you had a rapper with pits, that hit home with my, yeah. with my family.
Yeah, word.
So, you know, it was like a lot of music around me, you know what I mean?
So you half Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, half Puerto Rican, half black.
All right.
Do you what size Puerto Rican from your family?
My mom.
Does she have family in Puerto Rico?
Yeah. And I've been getting emails because I'm close, you know, with my family. So they send me emails telling me like, "Yo, it's fucked up out here. Blah blah blah. We ain't got no power. You know, it's tough. Yeah. They're working off Wi-Fi. Like it ain't like it's mad cell towers or shit. Yeah. They could just call me. It's like they're hanging on to trying to send emails and shit like that. It's kind of it's tough.
One thing I wanted to ask. Because that's something I don't want to get into because you'll be here for hours just talking about it. What is the real situation that's going on as far as, like, because I don't get into that because especially, like, on Facebook, these people go in, like, when it comes to politics and stuff like that. So I do see they are gathering a lot of supplies and stuff to bring it over there. What is the situation of, are they having problems, like, receiving the merchandise out there? Or
from what I'm hearing is they got it, but they don't have enough manpower to even put it out. From what I'm hearing is that, and I could be wrong, but from what I was told from my cousin is that some of the people that are a part of the help is fucked up.
Okay.
So you can't help nobody if your ass can't take a shower and motherfucking get your boots on and make sure your family good. So it's kind of fucked up being that the island's so small.
Yeah.
You know, people, you know, they're looking like, yo, we need help from the outside so we can get at least the people who here to get right so they can even help. You know what I mean? Yeah.
All right. So now getting to your earlier stuff.
Yeah.
When did you, like, what era would you say you started creating music?
Well, I started in 2010 or 9. Okay. When I hit the scene, you know, with a whole nother approach from what I'm on now. It was more club music driven.
I remember the song Let Your Body Talk, right? That was
that was one of my first records.
That was one of your first joints?
Yeah.
Now you knew that that's the lane that you wanted
to
go to?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Like, I produce, so I wanted to to create a sound. Like, for me, it was a challenge to make something that wasn't just club music, but it was club, trap, hip hop, little singing, little rap. You know what I'm saying?
You did this back in the days, did you had in mind trap? Because people didn't really use that word compared to now.
Well, for me, it was trap. For me, I called it trap, but it was trap or bounce. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's what I just meshed it together because that's what I liked, and I said this would be different. You know what I mean? Like, that was one of my challenges. Like, every time at battle, when I go up and I'm painting, that's what I say when I'm making music. I said to myself, like, this the shit I want to give to the people. Like, this is the vibe I'm on. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, some people will be like, "Yo, you made that record. You made this. Yeah. You made that." I'd be like, "Yeah." You know what I mean? Like,
so don't you sometimes, like, listen to that record and feel like you were ahead of your time? Because I feel like that, if you would have dropped it right now, it'll be insane.
Yeah, yeah. It's, the funny thing is, I hear that a lot, and I say, I let the people say that. You know what I'm saying? I think that's doper than me saying it. Like, the fact that I hear that, it's like, yo, that's dope.
You know, I feel like you had a couple of those.
Like, you're not for nothing. You could, like, re-release that record, and I think people.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
For me, it's where I'm at right then. You know what I mean? I'm, I'm definitely one of them niggas that's true to where he's at and vibe. It isn't about, especially now, like, I'm on a mission, a different mission than I was then. Before, man, it was like, could I make something hot? And I made it, and it was hot, and it went, and it did what it did.
Yeah.
But now, for me, it's about connecting my story, letting people know shit about me that maybe could help them. You know, okay, telling them about my struggles or things with my parents or things with my family, yeah, that maybe people listen to and be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could connect with that. You know what I mean? So.
Now, was it hard for you transitioning from doing that music under, you was named Pure, yeah, at the time,
mm-hmm,
transitioning that into who you are now?
No.
Like, you know, because you had a fan base,
yeah, yeah,
at that time, mm-hmm, and you know, sometimes you switch a name and you lose,
yeah, yeah,
majority, mm-hmm, of your people. So
for me, it was easy because I didn't have nobody in this music shit. It was just me and my people. So when I came in, the way I got the name Pure was some girl was saying my name, my real name, but she was saying it so fucked up, it sounded like she was saying Pure. You know what I mean? So yeah, I was like, all right, that's kind of cool. And I said, that's kind of dope. So I ran with that.
Yeah.
But my boys, as a nickname, called me Rolling Stone P. Yo, P, yo Stone, yo Rolling.
Oh, so the P on Rolling Stone is for Pure?
No, it's for my real name, Pierre.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so
the thing about Rolling Stone P is that it's honest. It's what my friends call me. So now I'm allowing people to be a part of my full reality. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is who I am and this is what I am to my people. So now you my peoples. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if you call me Rolling Stone P, you understand that's just me at my fullest. Pure to me was me being an artist. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was me
trying,
or not even trying. It just was my idea of what I was supposed to be versus just being all the way myself.
Okay.
And not that I turned anything towards that, because that was a growth. That was me at my beginning. So my very beginning, I actually started to connect and do shit that motherfucker's still sticking, but it's something I look at and I'm very proud of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's not a time you trying to forget or trying to look past. Okay.
Yo, but you know what's crazy? That sometimes by trying to create something, it becomes a hit without you even knowing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you're like, oh shit, like, damn, now I'm gonna have to try to focus on this lane, cause people hear that record, they're like, damn, I want another record like that.
Now that record, any party in Jersey you go to, that record is in the playlist.
Yeah, it's still rocking.
So,
and for me, like I said,
do you perform it?
Here and there.
Okay.
Like, you know, a lot of times there's people that know shit about that song. You get what I'm saying? But then there's people who know a lot about that song.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? But my audience, my Spotify, my SoundCloud, my Apple Music, they're not.
Are they getting that on you? No?
They don't know nothing about it. I got people who call me Rolling Stone P, and I hear people go, yo, you remember Pure? And they be like, who's that? I know Rolling Stone P.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And to me, it's just dope all the way around.
Now, like, is it fair to say at that time, sorry to cut you off, at that time you was a R&B artist, would you say?
That's the funniest shit, man. If you can go on any record, you'll never hear me say that, cause I've never felt like that.
But you're singing.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And
but
you can sing.
And if you break it down though, like from the very beginning, man, even the hook, people thought the hook was a sample. You get what I'm saying?
And
there was songs that I guess the public didn't get that I was flowing on or rapping.
Yeah.
It just didn't pop, so they didn't know about it. And then it was different too. It wasn't like today you could have a fan base and your shit not be played on the radio or being played all over TV or whatever the case, and they fucking with your shit. Back then, radio is what sort of connected me towards the people locally. Factor Hot was playing it, Power was playing it, and it allowed people to go, oh, what the fuck is that? Fast. You know what I'm saying? Where now it's just a totally different environment. You know what I mean? So it's a separation, but it's also a connect if a person's still been riding through. Like, I have fans that been from Pure all the way to like, yo, I'm rocking with this nigga shit.
Yeah, because it's still hot, no matter what.
I'm not saying that one is better than the other, it's just that it's different.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know what I'm saying?
And it's dope from the audience, you know, from our view, because we, you know, you see the growth.
Yeah.
You know, and we see you develop before our eyes, you know what I mean?
And I think a lot of people, man, I feel kind of blessed to have the situation to still be, to come out brand new, didn't have nobody in the game. Like, a lot of people don't know, when that song came out, I ain't know shit. Yeah. Song was being bombed and everybody playing the shit, and we looking around like, all right, what we gonna do next? Like, we running around,
making music, fucking
girls running around, you know, we just having a ball.
Yeah.
But as it became more of a business and something that I said, I gotta make a few things from this, not only money, but a legacy. Like, I wanna, there's change I wanna create, not only from because of music or with music. This shit gives me a voice.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I've understood through time that importance. You get what I'm saying?
Now, you said at that time the record came out and you was like, what's next?
Yeah.
That never, you never dropped a project with that record on that? Okay, so what's the name of that project?
That was called Let Your Body Talk.
The project was called Let Your Body Talk. Okay, and how many songs you had
on
that?
It was like 11, 12, and it was all based around club music.
Okay, so the whole thing was club-based.
Yeah, all club.
And now, when you take that approach, I mean, don't you feel like that's almost like the express lane? You know what I mean? Because it's like you supplying music for the radio.
Well, I'm going to be real. Because the shit I heard and shit I was dealing with was, I'm going to tell you, like I said, when I made music, I made it to say, is this shit going to be hot? Right?
Yeah.
When I made that song, you know what I was hearing? I was hearing, yo, he don't, that ain't a real song though.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that ain't a real record. What is that? Is that a mix? Then I went and made a song called The Stars.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
The Stars, for those who know, was, I hit Billboard. I went top 40.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Independent. And that was a straight R&B song. And I made that just because I heard motherfuckers tell me that I couldn't make a real song.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I said, okay, I'll show you. And I made it. And here played it a little bit, but that was my song that actually was playing around the country. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But it did well.
It did
well.
But
again, it was just me and my guys again. Like, me and my crew. Like, all right, what we doing? All right, yo, they playing it in Texas. We got a show. Let's go do it. But again, we young, we learn in the business, and a lot of even individuals thought I was in a different circumstance than what I actually was in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people thought I was signed to this guy, I was this, or I was connected to this guy. I was like, nah.
I think that happens to a lot of artists, like when they're young, like we're too focused on making records than worry about the business part.
Well, I say this, however you get hot, you get hot. It's just really, the better prepared you are in any motherfucking thing, you're gonna do better.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? The more you're prepared, the more you are, you know, built for this shit, your team built for it, y'all gonna strive. You know what I'm saying? So, and you gotta be hot. At the end of the day, it simplifies that shit. You niggas can have the best team in the world. Shit ain't sticking, you out of here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's just what it is, man.
Now, okay, so at this time, you put this project out.
Yeah.
I'm a timeline kind of guy. So how old are you at this time that you put this project out?
22,
23. Okay, 22, 23. Mm-hmm. Everything is lit right now. Mm-hmm. What happens after that?
Gigging like crazy.
Yeah.
Stacking up paper because it was just us, so it was nobody.
Independent route.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah.
Like, it was no hands and none of my music. So it was just me and my guys.
Yeah.
So I was able to make a good living.
Okay.
Then I said, you know, all right, I start chasing. Like, just chasing the idea of I got to stay at this certain place, this certain level, this certain... like radio was playing it, so I started to feel like I had to make that kind of,
like, every record you had to make radio.
And to be honest, I fell out of love with music for a second. Like, I just was like...
It was more business
it was
than...
It was more a necessity. Like, okay, I got to do this in order for me to be able to still pay my rent, to still...
Word, okay.
Have my car. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It became full-fledged a job.
And mind you, you were still young.
Yeah, like, and I have no, like, OG. Like, some niggas got... Guidance, a brother or a motherfucking, it's just me and my guys. You feel what I'm saying? So we looking around going, all right, what we gonna do? You know what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong, we still gigging, we still doing our thing, but it hit me to a point where I was like, man, I don't really, you know, I had a son at this time. So it was
life
like
hits.
Life hit me. Okay, and it was like, so then... Yeah, no. And I said, okay, if I'm gonna really do this shit, it's gonna be honest.
Yeah.
It's going to be 100% me. It's going to be everything that I want to deliver to these people and not be afraid.
And at what point in this timeline you get to that point? Well,
5 years, because this is about 2 years ago.
So 27.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So 27, everything hits and you're just like...
And I'm saying to myself, all right, you motherfuckers is going to get me now. Whether this shit tank... Or it goes to the roof.
So this was your do or die.
Yeah,
this
it was 100%. Y'all gonna get me. And I removed the idea of success.
Okay.
I said I'm not gonna paint and make music for success. I'm gonna make music for motherfuckers to enjoy.
Okay.
Do you think some people fail because of that?
Well, I don't know. For me, when I did that, I started to connect more than ever. You get what I mean? Like... Yeah. But for some people, if you're paying close attention, you'll see like, oh shit, okay, there was this consistent growth from this point. For me, I seen it because I see the numbers, I see the way people are responding, I see the reach. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Because outside of the tri-state, nobody knows Body Talk. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. You might grab a hand, but that's, you know, when people bring that song up, I said, okay, yeah, here it did well, but that shit ain't gonna make you a living. Like, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So. Like I said, once I understood that it wasn't about the success aspect of it. It's about being honest, painting this shit, and let it go. Let it. You gonna get the real me. You get what I'm saying? And the first song.
Yeah, I had that song. What was that first?
The very first song, because there was a transition. There was a transition. There was a time where it was like, okay, how are you gonna receive this? And I was still was letting go of the guard. Like, all right. Are they going to fuck with this? Are they not? It was still some reluctantness on my end. But little do they know. 100%.
That was
me,
your
like,
first song?
I don't give a... No. As Rolling Stone P with no... Little do they
That's
know.
That's my shit.
Was 100% me going like this. I don't give a fuck who likes it, who don't. This is 100% facts.
That's crazy.
Everything about Little Do They Know is 100 real.
Now, who produced that beat?
Nikki Beats, dude who did a lot of Fetty joints.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
he did My
that
Way.
Shit. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, that they played that record on Joe Budden's podcast.
Yeah.
And what
Joe
I found bugged out about it is they usually never play music on that podcast.
Nah, they was doing like a review, like they was just all going around in a circle. And that's how I first heard it. But the video wasn't out yet.
The vid was out.
Was it?
Yeah.
But it was just like catching.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just catching on. Because I remember they were playing it on their phone. One of them, I forgot. I think it was Rory.
It
or
was
one
crazy because I'm going to tell you how I saw it from my end. My shit just starts lighting up. My IG and Twitter. I'm getting mad at. And they're adding me and Joe Buttons. Now, I never met them. Mm. So I said, damn, why is all these people adding me and Joe Buttons? So then I go look, and they talking like, yo, little do they know, little do they know. So again, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
And come to find out, dude Maul, shout out to Maul, because we had a dope conversation.
It was Maul,
Maul,
he played
on
it,
his
right?
own, saw the video on Revolt TV. He said, I was sitting here, and I saw it, and I said, we should bring it up. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't front. On some other shit, since I told y'all I've been on some I don't give a fuck shit, I've had a Powerade deal. My little do they know is about to be on Cartoon Network. About to hear that.
Get the fuck
it's a theme song for a new show.
What? Yeah.
Podcast, Complex, a lot of shit coming my way. And it's honestly, since I've been awesome, okay, I don't give a fuck about it.
So you saying 2 years?
Yeah.
Since you said I don't give a fuck,
yeah.
2 years. All right, so all right, let's get back to that when you were 27.
Mm-hmm.
You figured out fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
You go and record this record. At the time you record this record,
yeah.
Little do they know.
Mm-hmm. Well, little do they know was a year and a half now, about a year, almost a year.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere in that realm.
All right,
but
so
yeah,
would
when
you,
I did it,
would you say? Did you feel any pressure at all?
No.
With time limit or anything? Because you almost on the third floor.
I'm going to be honest. I don't give three shits. Accept me as what it is. You don't fuck with me, don't fuck with me.
Okay, I respect that. Because there comes a time. All right, so to you, what's success?
Success for me is being able to, it's two things. Absolutely two things. To provide.
Okay.
For my child and the people who depend on me.
Okay.
And to leave a mark where it creates some change. I don't know what.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's musical. I don't know if it's society. I don't know what the fuck it is, but change.
Yeah.
So that's one of my driving forces. Like.
So like the accolades and everything that come with it doesn't really... You're not really in.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you the dopest shit I hear is when a random person come up to me quoting a line,
mm-hmm.
or I see a guy from Russia who can't speak English telling me, "Little do they know I got them pesos." Sending me videos from me getting videos from cats in Mexico showing me bricks of Mexican currency, singing the records.
Yeah.
Seeing motherfuckers in the gym working out to bang. This shit here go bang. That's because again, these records ain't playing on this and that every 5 seconds. So they're connecting with it. Yeah. And it's my most honest I've ever been. It's like me inside out. When you hearing this material, if you really dissect, I had friends of mine listen to the shit and go, son.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You get what I'm saying? Like I've heard the song, but I never really paid attention to what you were saying. And I was like, nigga.
Now, was there strategy behind the releases of these videos?
No.
Because it seemed like they were coming out every month.
Yeah.
Like once a month,
mm-hmm.
you were dropping a video.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just off of just drive.
Here you go. It was just, here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. And now I said, while I was doing that, I was just creating. I'm about to put a project out. Like... any day now.
Yeah.
And just painting. About to drop a new video. Just ready to. Here you go.
Yeah.
Best way to describe it. I'm for the first time in my let's say career or my life, that it's about me feeding.
Okay.
It's about me feeding you.
Yeah.
However the fuck, whatever the fuck, come and get it, cause I'm gonna keep serving it up.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's been working, man.
Now, all right, so you come up in the same era we come up mm-hmm. in, you know. So do you feel that there's a disconnect with the OGs, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
and the youth and the sound and everything that's going on?
I believe there's always going to be some form of disconnect in some way.
Okay.
Hot song's a hot song. You can find a motherfucker who say, I hate that artist, but you catch a record and then motherfucker be, fuck with that though.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's so in the air. You can't really call that shit, man. It's personal opinion. You get what I'm saying? That's why for me, I don't get into that. I let people talk and, yo, so what are you doing music for now? Or you stop doing club? Or you stop doing... be honest with you, I'm just doing what the fuck I want. Like, it's just as simple as that. It ain't no trick. It wasn't like, all right, this is what's gonna get me some. Nah.
Do you feel it's easier to create now that you found your lane?
Easy. Because I'm not thinking. I'm not saying, okay, it's like, again, not that I wasn't creating that work before.
It just
was a different mindset I was in, man. So it's just so different now.
Yeah.
It's like turn the mic on. I haven't wrote anything. Like all those songs was just straight off top and what I was feeling.
Wow.
Take that line back. All the time we be riding listening to songs that I'm mumbling the whole song, but it's just all feeling. And then I'll come back and do lyrics. and we be jamming the mumbles.
Yeah.
Nigga, we be in a truck like, nigga, this shit's a hitter. Yeah. Don't know what the fuck I'm saying, but when we get to it, it's like, all right, now it's calling me to say this. You know what I mean? So
now I just have to ask this because you said the word mumble. I just have to ask it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the term mumble rapper?
I think, again, there's always been some sort of term to downgrade somebody doing something. If there's motherfuckers out here buying and grabbing and enjoying this shit, call it what you may.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If that's what you feel you want to call it to justify something you want to feel you why you dislike it.
Yeah, I'm curious. Who are you listening to right now? Like, who?
Right now, my shit is
besides you, of course.
But I'm not. I be listening to my shit so much to get it right. I be like, I'll jam to my shit here and there. But I'm listening to 21.
Okay.
I like Uzi shit, Drake shit. Fucking with SZA.
Okay.
Her project is crazy.
Yeah, that shit is hard.
Hove new project is sick as shit. Kendrick has not got out of my motherfucking playlist. That Kendrick album is incredible. Like, incredible. I really fuck with that new record, Drake's boy, Not Nice.
Baka,
not, that shit's hard.
Yeah, that shit's
hard.
You
know what I mean? Like, I just be enjoying shit, man. You might hit, I might listen to me, Gente.
You know what's funny is that you strike me like you have a personality like you're very youthful. Like you're younger than what you really are. And that's what I don't know if that's how the music comes out the way it does.
Yeah.
But like when you creating, let's say, what's three things? Like, if you could say a studio survival kit for you, what's three things you need for every session?
Yeah. A beat, a mic, and a computer.
Nah, well, of course you're going to need. I mean,
I'll be real. That's it. Nigga, give me the I can be in the train. I don't record it. I done recorded in my whip before, so.
Oh, yeah?
It's I'm going to be real, man. I'm not one of those guys who need a specific thing. But I would say a lot of times I record by myself.
Yo, so you don't like the big crowds?
Afterwards.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Afterwards, like, cool. Y'all come in, let's vibe out. Let me see what, if y'all fucking with this or whatever. But, nigga, I be recording by myself.
Yeah.
I be, nigga, shirt off. And that motherfucker with basketball shorts on.
Yeah.
Just vibing, you get what I'm saying?
And now all these tracks that you put out, and you put out the videos for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Little Do They Know, the bang joint.
Yeah.
Did these come out on a project or these
are
just...
Well, Little Do They Know is the business aspect of it. It's a one, so it's not associated with a project yet.
Yeah, okay.
Cause not only again...
you about to get on Cartoon Network and all that, so...
Well, like I said, man, outside of the artistry aspect of it and me being as honest... I'm about my motherfucking business now.
Yeah.
Because I've learned, I've went through the mud. You know what I'm saying? I've went through having a big ass viral record and not knowing what to do and having people steer me this way, that way. And to be honest, every one of those situations were blessings because it taught me something that nobody can take away, the knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Experience.
So it taught me how to, you know, to help out the niggas that's coming up under me, like Wavy Arnold, you know, Jesse James, the whole Cool Weirdo squad. Some talented, let me just mark y'all now.
Yeah.
When y'all hear these motherfuckers, y'all gonna be like, whoa. You know what? Them are some niggas I'm listening to, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Wavy Arnold shit is retarded. Like, I can't wait for y'all to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and when, all right, so we gotta get, gotta get
y'all gonna hear his project's coming out. So, but this is a debut, too. It's like an introduction. But when people hear this shit, man, these people been around me for a minute.
Are you producing any of these
tracks?
Well,
we all are.
Oh, yeah?
We all are, yeah.
Wow, that's dope.
But let's take a quick break.
Yeah, we're going to get more
into
that.
We'll be back
that.
On the Tony Central Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 34.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
DJ Kenny Maneuver.
Tony Central Podcast.
The truth is only to be told by the winners. Losers don't get to say shit.
Yeah.
Don't get it confused.
crazy nigga to the death. Every single word I say, I mean it. Hand sight for the souls that need it. Real niggas ain't down here still, paraplegic. Move when I need to move, break when I need to break. I say, fuck what you niggas think. I'm a third devil anyway. I swear to God I did it for the love. Then I did it all for respect. Now I look my babies in the eyes. Understand I'm here for the check, 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 check. Worst drug in the world is fame. Turn your day one nigga to an enemy. Everybody a real nigga, right? Watch how a nigga treat you when he feel he don't need you.
DJ Kenny Maneuver.
I buy a new car for the people, for real. I tear down the mile with the people, for real. You can't even talk to the people. Room with bosses and shrimp. Oh God. I pull up in Rari's and shrimp. With choppers and Harleys and shrimp. For real. I be Gucci down. Gucci. You wearing Lacoste and shrimp. Yeah. Montclair. Yeah. Furka and Mafia Bell. Yeah. Yeah. Triple homicide. Put me in a chair. Yeah. In jail. Trip across the plug. We do not play fair. Yeah. Oh God. Got them tennis chains on and they real blingy. Bling. Draco make you do the chicken head like chingy. Ching. Walking Neiman Marcus and I spend a life 50-50. Please proceed with caution, shooters, they be right with me. 21 bad, bad, few face and some nice too. 7500 on a Saint Laurent jacket, yeah. Be careful when you dumping your action. I ain't no sucker, I ain't cuffing no action. Nah, the streets raise me to my whole. I bought a Rari just so I can go faster. Trying to copy me, they plan catch a tournament. I might pull up in a ghost, no Casper tournament. I've been smoking gas and I ain't got no ass. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account. Yeah, 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 in my bank account. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shooters ready to gun you down. Yeah, 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 ready to gun. Ready to gun. Ready to gun.
I can see a ceiling right now.
Right now.
Acting brazy, telling pipe down.
Pipe down.
You was bad, so I had to bite down.
Bite
down. Bite down. Bite down. Bite down. Yeah, you know they waiting on us right now.
Right now.
Everybody hating on us like hell.
How you do that?
So you better tell that pipe down.
Pipe
down. Pipe down. Pipe down. Pipe down. Louis, baby, about to lay that pipe down.
Are you ready?
In that weather, might drown. Fendi man, I'ma splash. I go fast, I won't crash. Feel like the Incredibles. All this ice, watch me dash. And this flow on your work, then your flow. That's trash. Call me Steph. My gold green, it don't splash. Change the flow, they like Louis. How you do that? I lose control, cause you know that I'm too fast. Hey, but I'ma every day. You gotta in a way. I'ma find out where you stay. Click. So we gon' spray with that K. They
I can don't see a sinner in her right now.
Acting brazy, tell her pipe down.
Pipe down.
You was bad, so I had to bite down.
Bite
down, bite down, bite down, bite down. Yeah, you know they waiting on us right now.
Right now.
Everybody hating on us like hell.
How you do that?
So you better tell her pipe down.
Pipe down, pipe down, pipe down, pipe down.
Yeah. Going 8 like Nigo. Move out the way, please don't be a hero. Bling, blow, ooh, chain on skateboard P. Bling, blow, ooh, chain on skateboard P. Yeah, going 8 like Nigo. Move out the way, please don't be a hero. Bling, blow, ooh, chain on skateboard P. Ooh, bling, blow, ooh, chain on skateboard P. Hey, yeah, made that money on a Monday. Yeah, ratchet boot on the runway. Ooh, throw that money on the runway. Yeah, ratchet boot on the runway. Yeah, took her on a double date. She tryna eat good steak up on a plate.
Gucci on my feet, ooh, Gucci on my face. Yeah, she a thot, get up out my face. Move, damn, hurry, woo. Don't make me flurry, woo. Stacking my money, woo. Move, yeah, hurry, woo. Don't make me flurry, woo. Stacking my money, woo. We make a movie, boo. Yeah, going eight late, nigga. Move out the way, please don't be a hero. Bling, blow, ooh, chain on skateboard P. Bling, blow, ooh, chain on skateboard P. Yeah, going eight late, nigga. Move out the way, please don't be a hero. Bling, blow, ooh, chain on skateboard P. Bling, blow, chain on skateboard P.
Little do they know I got the pistol. Little do they know I got the say so. Yeah, yeah. They know I give a fuck about a trick. Little do they know I came from nothing to rich. I hear them screaming, run, 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 run. I can see you watching, nigga. Little do they know I got that sound. Little do they know I run the town. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Judge a man by the look in his eyes when you see a man. You can lose that bread, don't lose that love. Strong will won't bend nor fall. Little nigga, but I will stand tall. Bricks on my back like a laborer. I serve it up like a caterer. We all about love and you hating us. Bread's hard and they don't know. Red bone, she won't go. Best she leave when the bread go, go. I remember waking up at night, thinking where mama at. Grabbing Bobo out the bed, looking for her in the dark night. Man, the shit that I seen, I don't wish on nobody, but believe it, maybe stronger. Look at what I mean.
Little do they know I got the pistols. Little do they know I got the say so. Yeah, 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 yeah. Little do they know I give a fuck about a trick. Little do they know I came from nothing to rich. I hear them screaming, run, 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 run. I can see you watching, nigga. Little do they know I got that sound.
Central Podcast.
BJ Kenny Maneuver.
BJ Kenny Maneuver.
I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man. I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Fucking with me, call up on the Uzi and show up, man. Them the shot toss. My homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata. Ay, ay. Switch my whip, came back in black, I'm starting saying recipes to Bon Scott. Ay, close that door, we blowing smoke, she asked me light a fire like a Mars song. Ay, act a fool on stage, probably leave my fucking show in a cop car. Ay, shit was legendary, through a TV out the window of the montage. Cocaine on the table, liquor. I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Fucking with me, call up on the Uzi and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata.
I've been in the hills, fucking superstars, feeling like a pop star. Drinking any bad bitches, jumping in the pool, and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks, and now she screaming out no more. They like Savage, why you got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. LA bitches always asking where the coke at. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car. Sweeter than a pop tart, you know you are not hard. I done made the hot chart, remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Fucking with me, call up on no Uzi and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata, that thing go grata.
Don't make my niggas have to pull your car.
DJ Kenny
Manu. Range rope, it's the supercharged. Oh, that's hell. I might spook your bra. That's 4K on the boulevard. Hey, I'm 17, I'm gon' rep the squad. Don't hit my line, ain't no sex involved. I want neck and nod and I'm stepping up. Couple hating niggas, I be flexing up. Me and Zoo, I be the do up on your bitch. He act too hot, then that's 2 shots to a chin. Know how my crew rock, that's my new thought coming in. Know how my crew rock, that's my new thought coming in, yeah. Give me air with my ice on, brain freeze. Money and the power can't change me. I came up for nothing, you can't blame me. Ay, oh, you off the shits, I'm off the same thing. Ay, Remy boy, mind, I know you're hurting me. Pull up on you, it's a state emergency. Ay, Range Rover, you ain't know my name, ho. Same flow, chillin' with your man, ho. Ay, Monty, I be supercharged. Says you gettin' money, but no, you're not. I might hit the mall and blow a lot. Monty heatin' up, I know I'm hot. Yeah, don't make my niggas have to pull your car. Range rope, it's a supercharged. Oh, that's your hoe. I might scoop your bra. That's 4K on the boulevard. Ay, I'm 17, I'm gon' rep the squad. Don't hit my line, ain't no sex involved. I want neck and nod and I'm stepping up. Couple hating niggas, I be flushing up.
Tony Central Podcast.
BJ Kenny Maneuver.
Salaam alaikum, Joe. Whenever you're in Dubai, we have a zoo in the house. We got tigers called Tiger and Kylie.
Up in the big boy drop to the big boy yacht. Too many Patek Philippe to make the big boys watch. Villa suites in the Fendi Chateau. Now ask Big Meech what he know about Joe. I'm fly like, yeah, get mines with Jay. Got every pretty trying to ride my wave. Had a half slim waist in the face, yeah, yeah. Lay a pretty,
nah,
went from nothing to something. Now I'm pushing the button to the Wraith and the jury like a safe. It's 100 on the hate, but I'm zoned on the cake. When I'm gonna miss ya. Like the goal on a crystal. Hit Ivy Total switch downs. Green prawns and Philippe Chow. It ain't the me. No Drake, but the P is free. She got cake, but it's something to see. Right.
All I know is how to keep it super clear. Good head on your shoulder, damn it, super there. When you send a text, I get so excited. Yeah, I got a new flex and I think I like it. Yeah. All I know is how to keep it super clear. Good head on your shoulders, damn it, super there. When you send a text, I get so excited. Yeah, I got a new flex and I think I like it. Ooh, yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah, I got a new flex added to the cipher. Yeah, I got a new flex and I'm so excited. Yeah, I got a new flex and I know
ever
I like
guy.
It.
In the Wraith, well, it's out of this world. You don't believe me, then ask your girl. Keep it 100, all she wanted was a real. I'm praying every day not to kill. Black guy. Everything Fendi, from the lights to the sofa. Everybody fly, put Fendi on the chauffeur. So sentimental, make her cry when it's over. Biggie hypnotized, still feel her thighs on my shoulder. Throw money at these hoes, but I don't do dances. Keep threesomes on my mind like the hat on the Chance kid. Woo! Yeah, we back at the Grammys, and this time I'm bringing home 3 for the family.
All I know is how to keep it super clear. Good head on your shoulder, damn it, super clear. When you send a text, I get so excited. Yeah, I got a new flex and I think I like it. Yeah. All I know is how to keep it super clear. Good head on your shoulders, damn it, super clear. When you send a text, I get so excited. Yeah, I got a new flex and I think I like it.
BJ Kenny Maneuver.
Tony Central Podcast.
On the
bottle. Say what? Say.
Jersey.
Just
to
make
my
point.
I'm a sexy motherfucker. I'm not being coy. See my words come for you. They seem to destroy. Yeah, I come from a place of pain, but I'm asking joy. Roll a stone with a say. They gon' hate, let them hate. Let her stray if she stray. They all come back around. Say I like my girls thick like Nicki Minaj. Freak like
Let me say my way, okay. Jersey in this bitch, holy.
Fuck that nigga, kill myself, the killer's ghost. 7:30, Brooklyn nigga, Jesse James, a villain, yo. We ain't with the scrap and keep it moving, we ain't grilling, ho. Big black Haitian niggas with me, my gorilla souls. Fuck where you from, it's where you at, nigga. I'm smacking strippers with a rack, nigga. All my niggas getting stacks, nigga.
I don't talk at all. So many niggas drunk wanna see me fall. Bitch, I'm back to bouncing to see me ball. Young nigga with the bar, but the BB.
I said I'm deep and I'm fire. All I want tonight is just be higher. Dirty looks so good, it's to die for. Who that pussy good, it's to die for.
It's a secret society. Oh, yes, it's true. All we got is love.
Loyalty. Gun fu Kenny them. My resume is real enough for 2 millenniums. A better way to make a way, start defending them. I meditate and moderate all of my wins again. I'm hanging on the fence again, I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now.
Only for the dollar sign.
Bad girl, leave it now. Swear, leave it now. On your pulse like a CDM. Gas on a bitch like it's premium. Hard ass on a bitch on the fast lane. Been a bad bitch with before any cash came. I'm established, kinda carrots. So my name where the atlas. I'm a natural, I'm a rat.
I'm a savage, I'm an asshole, I'm a king. Shimmy out, shimmy out, shimmy out, right. You can tell your nigga he can meet me outside, yeah. You can babysit him when I leave him outside. Ain't no other love like the one I know. I done been down so long, lost hope. I done came down so hard, I slow. I done sleep forever, all a real nigga won't.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is
Loyalty. 10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You acting shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
Loyalty.
That's what it's all about. Tony Central Podcast. My brother Famine doing it up.
Each and every Wednesday,
with the
y'all.
Co-host Mello, ya tu sabe.
We're back on Tony Central Podcast with Union City's own Famine and the Bronx own co-host Mello.
Yeah,
we back.
We back
on
we
the
back.
Tony Central Podcast. Season 2, episode 34. And we still got our special guest in the building, Rolling Stone P.
Uh-huh.
You know what's crazy? That I've been hearing, I didn't know you did like the Cardi B remix. And they be burning it crazy on 187. And I didn't know that was like, when I heard it, and then I heard your other song, I was like, oh, that's him.
Yeah.
How you got that record out? And that's featuring your crew, right?
The whole squad's on that. And shout out to all of them club DJs, man, and you know, all the radio stations been playing it and anything, man. I'll be lying if I tell y'all anything different. I did the record, I sent it to 2 cats, and the next day it was on the radio.
Wow.
I didn't even send it to the dude who was playing it.
So that just, it was just circled.
That's why I said, man, I'm living this shit to the fullest because it's just been working for me ever since, like. Just putting it out, and especially freestyles. Like, at the end of the day, they're about just having fun and connecting and talking your shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So those things is no strategy to it. Absolutely none. They're gonna be what they are, for me at least. I don't know about nobody else, but for me, I'm having fun on every freestyle I do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know what's crazy? On Saturday, I believe, I think I was driving from the mall, and Pete. Juan Gordo hit us up, and he was like, yo, I just spoke to Rolling Stone P. I think I could get him from the podcast, right? So I'm like, alright, cool, send me his Instagram so I could see his stuff. And I sort of got right there. I was listening to the radio, and Flex is like, he's putting a record on, and he stops, and he's like, yo, shout out to Rolling Stone P.
Wow.
And he was playing Ninth Symphony.
Okay.
And I was like, damn, this record's hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the science behind that record?
I'm gonna be honest, man. That was my the introduction to this new project. It was everything that you're gonna get on this project in a nutshell.
Okay.
You know, and it was my full experience. This conversation is Ninth Symphony. Like I say, at first I did it for the love.
Okay.
Then I did it all for respect. Now I look my babies in the eyes, understand I'm here for a check.
Mm.
The story about that is my first song was 100% because I love club music.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did it for the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Then I felt insulted that I couldn't make a record, so now I did a song for respect. And that was a few months or years later, it was my record, The Stars, we had a conversation about.
Yeah, yep.
Now I'm here. When I say a check, it's not only, it's not finances, but it's when you think of a check, that's official.
Yeah.
It's like almost like
that's like the stamp.
That's a stamp of a job, or you
that's
don't
your
do
security.
Under the yes. That's a security. That's accolades. That's tangible shit. You gotta file taxes for checks.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So a check represents for me accolades. It represents the respect of knowing I'm doing something with a format. You get what I'm saying? A business behind it.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot to what Ninth Symphony represents. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that record's dope. And it's crazy because I was like, yo, this is the dude they were just talking about. Flex just gave him a shout out.
Yeah,
that's
hard.
That's hard. Now, the Ninth Symphony joint, is that
on this project coming out?
You have a title already?
Yeah. What's the title for this?
I'm two titles right now.
Okay.
But
you need help? You need help?
Well, I'm gonna be honest. It's looking like it's gonna be called No Rules.
No rules. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, why are you leaning toward that title and not the other one?
Because it was gonna be No Rules or Rolling Stone P.
I was gonna say Rolling Stone P. Would be a dope because it's like
I'm here. And but if you look on my gram, you seeing me do a lot more funny shit and showing my personality more. So I realized that there's no rules. Every time I've let go of an idea of what I think it's supposed to be, I expand. So it's really no rules to this shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, so that's what I feel this project represents. The intro, the skits is gonna really bring that no rules to this shit to a hold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even those questions like, you used to sing, now you went, ain't no rules. Yeah. Where's the rules that I used to follow them?
Yeah.
But there was really no rules. You get what I'm saying?
Because I mean, I feel like in our culture, in our genre, there's like these imaginary like boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, you have to stay within these.
Yo, but the ill shit is that's life too. Like growing up in the hood,
we was
told you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. I was always the dude that was cool with those guys, but I did what the fuck I wanted.
Yeah.
You know, no disrespect to any colors or anything like that. I wore what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Because I wasn't connected to those lines. You get what I'm saying? No disrespect to none of them, but I walked my own path. So for me, there was no rules.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel what Rolling Stone P represents. It's no rules. Don't bound yourself. Don't put yourself in a box to lack experience. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. How far along are you in
one record done. Waiting on that email right now for that final mix.
Would it be out before this year?
Definitely. That shit might be dropping this month.
October. Yeah, I need that.
I get it out with that show, you heard?
I need that exclusive. I don't know.
Is there you're definitely featuring your crew, right?
Yeah.
Is there any also other features?
Yes. But he might be crew by soon. But yeah, shout out to the boy Brand Ledger. He's incredible new dude, man. I just think he's incredible. Very new, ain't really got much out there, but
now, where does the name from your crew comes from?
Funny thing is, growing up, us having conversations, we've all been called either one or the other. Yo, you a weirdo. You's a cool nigga, son.
Yeah.
So for us, it just was like, yo, it makes sense because we all sort of represent that. On another note, the term weirdo from where we from is sort of calling, it's like a down. Like you, damn near like you calling somebody a herb or you a punk or some shit like that. and we're gonna flip that.
Okay.
When you hear the word weirdo, it's almost gonna be a term of endearment.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Because you're free. You're not afraid. You look at me as a weirdo as a compliment. Any yeah. nigga call me a weirdo, I'm thank you. I don't give a fuck what you meant by it.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Now, when you were doing your music back in the days with your other name, Pure, mm-hmm. were you using Cool Weirdo, Weirdo
no,
too?
No, it was just my team. It was really just Pure.
Oh, okay.
But all the guys who were there is still here.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but now okay. I'm able to... It's different. It's showcasing them. They're prepared. Now they understood all the shit that I shoveled.
Yeah.
Is to clear a path for a lot of the guys behind me, you know?
Okay. So yeah. now we're talking collabos, okay? So yeah. we're talking... So let me ask you a question.
Sorry.
All right. So you can collab with any artist,
okay.
dead or alive. Budget is not an issue.
Mm.
What artist would that be?
Wow.
And who would produce the track?
Damn. Okay. That would have to be maybe a collabo production. I would definitely need Timbaland and Dre together.
Because
I think it would create this sound that'd just be hard with some bounce to it, but with some strings and I just think that shit'll be crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
As an artist, I have so many though, man. It's hard to just put it into just one person. Like, all right, that's the individual I want to do this shit with.
Just, hey, all right, so you got Dre. All right, so.
Yeah,
anyway,
Kanye
good?
And that motherfucker. Like, I'm gonna be honest, you got this. The mood I'm in right now, I'm in this certain vibe. But tomorrow, it might be. I want Coldplay to produce some shit with Kanye. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, if I got my dream, shit. Hell yeah. Beyonce on the hook. It's like, nah.
Yeah, shit, budget ain't an issue.
Ain't an issue.
It.
Let's just go all the way.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
All right, so, hold on. Now, I'm going to ask you one question. Growing up, did you watch a lot of TV?
Yeah.
All right, so, if you... Rolling Stone P
mm-hmm.
could be a part of any TV family.
That's easy.
Well, damn, that's easy. Yeah, that's what easy. What family would that be?
The Regular Show. If you know about that show, Regular Show. He looks at my man. He fucking
the regular show.
If you look that up, I know there's folks out there that's gonna know it. But the Regular Show. It's a cartoon. I'm a cartoon cat, but
yeah,
the Regular Show. Look that up.
And what was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Well, it was a few, man. I was into Batman, Jimmy Neutron. Was my
Jimmy Neutron slept on,
yeah.
That's the one that did the eyebrow like the Rock.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he had like the cone hand.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Like I said, the Regular Show was definitely.
The Regular Show?
Yes, that's right. You can see me right in there. You can see me right in there.
That's dope.
Yeah.
All right, so now. Hip hop. How much are you into hip hop?
I'm into it. I'm a part of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how much about like the past are you into, like?
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm no motherfucking buff or no encyclopedia to know shit off top, but
yeah.
I know my stuff.
You
yeah, like yeah.
Alright, so I'm gonna ask you a question I need to know real All right. quick. Alright, so on this song Renegade,
yeah.
It's Jay-Z. Featuring Eminem.
Yeah.
Who had the better verse?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I think it was a very even, and this is no politics or that goofy shit. I think it was very even. I lean a little bit more towards Hov because of type of talk. Honestly, it was a very even. I didn't feel like, you know, my uncle was blasting that all day too. And I was like, damn, this shit was, you know, and me and my cousins used to write lyrics down and shit like that. See, but it was very close to me.
Yeah.
Very.
All right, very. So what about the Jay-Z and Nas battle? Who won that in your opinion?
Like I said, in that, me growing up, I really I was paying attention to that, but I was more into just enjoying the music aspect. I really can't call that one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm an OD fan of both of those guys, too, but it was like, what was it? Ether and
Takeover.
They both was hard.
Yeah.
They both was like, I was more excited when, oh, shit, when I found out Ron Browse produced Ether.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. I'm going to produce one of them motherfuckers now. Like, that shit was like, it was dope. It was like, damn, that's dope.
That's, you know what I'm made saying? That track.
Yeah.
That I'm beat. Fucking... But, yo, let me ask you a question. Aside from music, let's say music wasn't in the picture, what would Rolling Stone P be doing right now?
I'd be drawing cartoons.
Yeah, well, I'd be doing that and probably be having me like an old rich lady living up in the motherfucking house working out. She come home, bust her ass, go back to working out, be online a little bit. Wouldn't be doing shit with that.
Have yourself a sugar mama.
That's it,
and all.
Straight sugar mama. Y'all don't see me, know what time it is. Y'all might see me pull up in that Phantom.
Alright, so yo, is it about that time?
Actually, before we go to, I don't know where I saw it, but you mess with DJ Mad?
Oh yeah. Oh shit, hold on. Shout out to DJ Mad. Low key, DJ Mad is my engineer / one of the producers down with the team.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Little do they know, got his hands on it. Bang, got his hands on it. Yeah.
Cause DJ I know Mad since like 04. Like,
one of the most slept on engineers.
Yeah.
He's working with,
I learned a lot from him.
A1 right now. His dude is my brother. You know what I mean? And he's taught me so much, man, from the musical and, you know, even life. Us talking, you know, he's older than me, so he's like a big brother. He's able to school me to things and shit like that.
You know what's crazy? From your first record, Let That Body Talk, right? Was that the same, around the same time when he dropped Put Your Drinks Down?
When we spoke, we met years after that.
Oh, okay,
and,
so you didn't
and
know.
It was, I didn't know him then. I knew him. We sort of connected on like Little Do They Know and shit like that. Like when we it was dope. The way we connected too, it was like, oh, you did that, I did that. Cool, let's make some new shit.
But you did that record like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Cause you released it this year though, right?
Yeah, well, Little Do They Know was done and I sat with it for like a month or two. I had to get it right and get everything squared up. And then somebody heard it and wanted to put it on a distro, so it wouldn't have to be just all me making sure that it was out there enough. So, but it was about a year and a half now. I'm horrible with time.
Yeah.
Niggas might check that shit and be like, nigga, that shit was 9 months ago. Yeah. So I said, I can't smoke, nigga. Yeah, I'll be all fucked up.
Yeah. In a lot of these videos, I see a lot of Jersey artists.
Yeah.
Would you say right now Jersey has a scene?
Jersey always had a scene. I just think that it's now coming more to the forefront.
There's
always been dope motherfuckers here that's wild dope. There's a lot of niggas I ain't never met yet, and I fuck with their music heavy. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I think, what's dope about the home. Like, we got motherfuckers that's genuinely dope ass artists that might not be as huge as some of these motherfuckers is out here, but they have everything and all the tools to be that big.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of dope to be a part of that, man, and be a part of this drive for the home. Because I feel it's a shift happening.
Yeah,
and it's
definitely
dope.
Is.
It's dope to be a part of that.
I feel like there's is more together now.
Yeah,
like back in the days when you had to see them in the clubs.
Yeah.
Like a lot of artists from Jersey. Now you just, like, a lot of people are doing songs together and doing videos together.
I mean, I think it's always sort of cats collaborative, but I never been the guy to, like, fakely, let's just do it, you know. This is just me. But I fuck with cats, and if they dope, shit's dope, they want to fuck with me, it's whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
But home base, I'm all for. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't know you. You from home? Nigga, tear it up. Take this shit to the top.
Word, that's what's up.
So, we ready for the Central Spotlight?
Yeah. All right. That time.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it is now time for Central Spotlight. Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
All right, so Central Spotlight. Now, you leave from here. All right? You go home, you get to the front of your door, there's a bag there. In this bag, there's $1 million. Now, you can only do one thing. What are you going to do with that $1 million? You can only do one thing with it, though. You can spend it one way.
Okay. That's very easy. I would say, let's all pack up. We're taking our ass to maybe Hawaii or Cali, and we just going to live in a hut until this million's done, and we're going to bring our ass back. That's 100. We're going to burn that shit the way it came. Fell on my lap, I'm going to burn that shit up like the same way. I ain't work for that shit. So I ain't going to treat it like, oh, I'm going to invest.
Yeah.
Nah. We're going to rent some jet skis. Me and my niggas, I'm going to have my son out there. He's going to be playing with little monkeys. We're going to have a fucking ball.
Yeah. You're
spending all on vacation. Shit's a wrap. However long it, if I'm gone for 2 months, when I come back, the million's gone.
Yeah.
Shit's birthed up, baby. That's bought my niggas ounces, whatever they like.
And that's it.
Let's go. Let's get this.
All right, so that's where you're going. All
that's
right,
where I'm
so
going.
Sounds good. All right, here you go.
Now, if you had a chance to remake a classic from back in the days, I'm gonna tell you four tracks. It was records with a male featuring a female artist.
Okay.
If you had a chance to remake one of the records, which one would you pick? Between Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, Can't Knock the Hustle.
Okay.
Nas and Lauryn Hill, If I Rule the World.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostface and Mary J. Blige, All I Got Is You.
Mm-hmm.
Or Method Man and Mary J. Blige, All I Need Is You.
That's Nas and Lauryn Hill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which one?
Nas and Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
If I Rule the World.
If I Rule the World.
No, yeah. Oh, no, that's
the last pick.
No, no, I thought you said like the last song I said was.
Oh,
was
no,
the
no,
wrong.
No, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
like,
no, no,
no,
okay. That, no, that would be If I Rule the World.
And why would you? Why you pick that one at all?
Because one, got a jersey in on there.
Yeah.
And two, it just connects with me.
You say like the message behind the record.
If I Rule the World.
Yeah.
Come on, that sounds like forever.
Yeah.
I can stand on the edge of a mountain singing that shit. No matter where we at, that's just going down.
Alright, so that's alright. So next question. Alright, so if you had one superpower, what would that superpower be? And what would your superhero name be?
Okay. It'd be super strength.
Finally, somebody says.
Be super,
yeah, I've been waiting for that
it'd
one.
Be
yeah.
Super strength, and my name would be Dumbass. Cause that shit'd be dumb funny. They go Dumbass. Kids yelling that shit out. Should be lit.
Just slamming everything. This
dumbass.
Dumbass.
This dumbass.
This dumbass.
Yo, hurry up. Get out of here. Dumbass is coming.
You will be watching the news and be like, dumbass has done it again.
Yeah. Dumbass has saved the day. That'll be all right. Smacking the shit out of me.
So we got the last question.
All right. Finale.
You ever watch wrestling?
A little bit.
A little bit?
My grandmother does.
Your grandmother does?
OD.
Where?
Wow, OD. That's dope. So, shout out to grandma.
So maybe that.
She cussed everybody out.
So my
grandma.
she
OD.
So maybe that might help you with this. In wrestling, they have two terms. They have one called a baby face and one called a heel. The baby face plays the good character,
mm-hmm.
and the heel plays the bad character.
Yeah.
If you had to explain or express yourself to the world who Rolling Stone P is, will you be a baby face or heel? And if you know any WWE character from back in the days to now that will define you, who would it be?
Be The Rock. And
okay.
I would be not the heel. The baby face.
Alright,
so he'll be the baby face.
Yeah.
Baby face Rock.
Yeah.
Well, The Rock is like a mixture of a whole bunch of shit, which I think is sort of like myself. He like a nigga who look like he can get a bunch of bitches, yeah, and just to fuck you up and look stylish with it, even if he get fucked up. So I think I'll rock with him.
Alright, yeah.
Word.
So I'm all the motherfucking wrestling buffs be like, this nigga here. The Rock. Listen, I ain't really.
Here
my grandmother
dumbass.
Was watching that shit. Yep. Captain Dumbass, baby. Let's do it.
That's what's up. Yeah, he got through it. Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. We gonna ship that prize to you.
Can you plug your social media?
Yeah. Rolling Stone P on everything. Search me out on whatever you enjoy to be entertained on.
Word. And before you go, any words of motivation or encouragement, you know, for your peers or somebody looking up to you, you know what I mean? Anything you could let them know?
Live life to the fullest. Don't give a fuck what anyone has to say, whether they doubt you. And don't be fooled by fake encouragement. Go hard. Go hard and let that be your motherfucking motto in life and everything. No matter what it is, the shit changes, shit happens. You go through things, you win.
Yeah.
Just keep moving.
Word. Rolling Stone P.
Yo, we thank you for coming by today. We appreciate it. Good luck on your success.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be waiting for your new project.
Yeah.
And we're going to be cool weirdos as well.
Yeah. We're going to have some merch for y'all too, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Word.
We got a show too. I don't know when this is airing, but we got a show October 19th.
Yeah.
If you're in Jersey, we will be at Mexical Live in T-Neck.
Okay.
19th. You can check out the whole Cool Weirdo crew. We got a few other Jersey artists as well. It's gonna be a lit event.
Yo, Tony Central Podcast, we in there, right?
Let's do
let's
do it.
All right, so we in there.
Let's do it.
We're Tony Central Podcast, Season 2, Episode 34. That was Rolling Stone P, and we'll see you next week.
One.
Don't forget to subscribe to get all the new episodes first. Thank you. See you next time on the Tony Central Podcast.